does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom, homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine. There's my homeroom angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold. Angel is the centerfold.
And joining us right now is one of the more beautiful women in the world, Brandi Roderick. You know we love her. You can't live without her. And she joins us right now at pmpnetwork.com. Hi, Brandi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, let me check. I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, life is pretty good. So you are doing all kinds of things right now. You're running around, aside from the flooring, you've got a lot of things going on in your life, right?
Definitely.
Didn't you just complete a starring role in Dracula 2?
Yes, and... That comes out in April, actually.
Now, tell me a little bit about the movie.
Well, we actually shot in Romania.
Wow.
Which is where Dracula's from, Transylvania, Romania. And, you know, shot at night in haunted houses and outside locations. Actually, one time, they actually dug a real grave for me out in the backyard of a haunted house. And I was covered in fake blood, which is actually like maple syrup. And it's like 30 degrees out, and I actually had to get in the grave while they were starting to bury me alive.
Oh, that's lovely.
All the spiders and worms.
Now, were you wearing anything at the time?
Yeah, I was wearing pleather pants and this shirt and some boots, but at least I had the pants and shirt and boots on, thank God.
Must have been a little cold still, though.
Oh, it was freezing.
Mm.
Oh, it was awful. And there, they don't have, like, the facilities we have here, so we had to drive and go, like, 20 minutes to find, you know, a shower. God.
Doesn't sound like it's a pleasant experience.
Well, you know, it's funny because people always think that the movie business is glamorous, but I haven't seen that side of it yet.
Now, the movie's coming on April. Have you seen it already? Have you seen the
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Mm. Can't wait.
It's always different when you see it from when you...
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, definitely it is.
Mm. Now, also, you've been traveling around for... Wild on for E! Entertainment, too, right?
Well, I did two episodes of E! We did one in the Hamptons and one in Florida, and that was about it.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, it's the only hard part is that you're in a nightclub interviewing all these people who are intoxicated, and you're sober. So trying to have fun with these drunks is kind of a challenge.
Now, do you find these drunk people staring at your chest while you're talking to them?
You know, I didn't notice, but I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
That's a fun job, though. I mean, being the host of that show would be a fun job.
You know, I guess, but it's not for me, that's for sure.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to stick to the acting side. I'm not much of a host.
Now, I understand that, I don't know if they've done this yet or they're going to do it, but are they having a Baywatch reunion movie?
Oh, yeah, we already shot it.
You did?
It actually is going to be out February 28th. It airs on
Fox. On what? On Fox?
On Fox, yeah. It was the Baywatch reunion movie, and we actually got to go back to Hawaii and shoot it, which was great because I loved living in Hawaii, so it was nice. And, was a great time.
So did everybody make it?
There were 70 cast members in the past 12 years.
Wow.
They had they had 9 of us girls and another 6 guys, I think, so.
So did Pamela Anderson make it?
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think the movie would have been made without her, so.
Hmm.
I'm glad she did it. She was really funny in it.
Who else besides yourself was in it?
Yasmine Bleeth.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Electra. Stacey Kimono. Nicole Eggert. Angelica Bridges. And Alexandra Paul. Hmm. And Gina Lee Nolan.
So, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Now, how did it feel to get back in that red bathing suit? And
actually, it's funny that you say that because when I was on Baywatch, we were Baywatch Hawaii, which the suits were yellow.
Oh.
And in this one, I moved from Hawaii in the movie to L.A., so I actually got to wear the red lifeguard in the movie.
Yeah. I like the red ones better than the yellow ones.
Yeah, so it was kind of nice to be able to do both, so it was fun.
Was it fun working with all those young ladies?
Yeah, it was great. You know, what's funny is that you'd think that with 9 girls... in that status that there'd be some cattiness, but but there was none. Everyone got along great, and we had fun and hung out every night.
Wow. Sounds like it. Now, was Dave Ciccacci there?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. I think he might have been busy at the time. I'm not sure.
We had Dave on the show. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I've met him once. He seemed really nice.
Yeah. Now, also, I understand you're going to be starring in a new TV show.
Yeah.
Well, you're just too busy here.
I'm telling you. Wow. Actually, that airs the 9th, so it's in a couple weeks, January 9th.
So tell us about that.
That's called Surreal Life, and it's going to be on the WB, Thursdays at 9, I believe, which I'm not sure what that follows. I know Friends is at 8. What comes on after Friends? Right. Oh, is it Will and Grace?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, so it's right after that. And it was a lot of fun. Let's see, who was in it? Vince Neil from Motley Crue, Emmanuel Lewis from Webster, MC Hammer, Corey Feldman, and Gabriel Gutierrez from 90210, and Jerry Manthe, who was actually on Survivor.
We've actually had a lot of those folks on our show. In fact, Corey's coming on next week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
I will. I will definitely
He's
do that.
He's newly married.
He's what?
Newly married.
Is he really?
He actually got married on the show.
Wow.
So you'll see that on one of the episodes.
Well, tell us, what is this Surreal Life about? It's a reality show?
Well, it's about putting 7 celebrities together and seeing how we all live together. And they send us on different adventures, and we go and do different things. Like one of our trips was to Vegas, because Vince is from Vegas. So we went on an adventure there. We played softball. We had a talent show. I mean, we did tons of stuff. I mean, it's going to be a really funny show.
So do you get to sleep with Emmanuel Lewis?
No, actually, I slept with Gabrielle Gutierrez.
There you go.
Jerry.
There you go. She's been on the show, too.
Everybody
slept with her. We all slept with her, though.
Yeah.
No, just joking. She's actually quite a family woman.
Oh, Gabrielle's great.
Yeah, she's great.
You know, it's a funny thing, because she is a family person. But, you know, with us, we were like 3 college girls in a sorority. Like, we all were in our dorm, you know. We just had so much fun. We had a blast. She's great.
Well, you sound like you're having lots of fun in your life.
Yes, I am, actually.
Now, are you married or happy?
No, but I just started dating somebody.
Did you really? seriously dating?
I don't know yet. We're going to have to see how it goes, because he lives in New Jersey. Okay. I live in L.A. So.
You're dating someone from New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Where did you meet him?
He's not from New Jersey. He's from Seattle, but he lives in New Jersey.
How'd you meet him?
Actually, I was hosting a club party in New York, and he came to it. So
you would actually date a fan?
A what?
A fan.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because he was a huge fan of Baywatch Wild. He loved Lee Dyer, and he always wanted to meet a girl like Lee Dyer. That was my character's name.
Right.
He's going to kill me for saying this. But he actually plays for the Giants. But it was kind of sweet that he admitted to me that he was a huge fan of Lee Dyer and always wanted to meet Lee Dyer. He, like, would name, like, tell me word for word all the episodes.
What? So he plays for the Giants now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, now he's in your league. He's a pro football player.
Well,
you have to be. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, our people out there listening, we have 9 million people out there listening, and half of them are guys, and they're probably saying, wow, I could go to like an autograph session and maybe start going out with Brandi Roderick. Well, that ain't going to happen, guys.
Well, probably not. That might be a little bit creepy, because if you don't know who they are, what they're about, and they're getting stuff signed from you, it's kind of a little, that might be a little harder.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So.
Unless somebody sweeps you off your feet, you never know, but it's got to be really mutual, kind of a, I don't know, it's hard to describe.
It sounds to me like you are a down-to-earth young lady, though, which is good.
Oh, thank you, yes.
You know, and, you know, listen,
when
there aren't that many people who look like you, and of course, not many people look like me either, and that's probably good. But
no.
But you know, you can become spoiled, and you can become a person who kind of is cold. But I don't think you've become like that, which is good.
It's true. I've seen that happen.
Yes.
And no, God, I'm still today. I'm going to be scrubbing my toilets and cleaning my house and trying to get these things moved out of the bedrooms. And you know, I mean, no,
that's quite a nice. What a wonderful image you've just presented to all our millions of people. Yeah. Brandi the Scrub Woman. It's her new role. She'll be playing a scrub woman on a new show.
Right.
Yeah. Now, have you done? Are you doing a lot of films? Have you done films?
Well, those are the two that I've done: the Dracula and then the Baywatch. Mm. And actually, I'm producing a film right now called Miss Castaway, which we're going to start filming in March, and I'm also going to be starring in it. And I just wrote a pilot and for a sitcom, and just actually presented it to someone at Fox. And we'll see. I'm trying to now create my own opportunities and create the things that I want to do, rather than going to auditions and waiting to see what's out there. And this way, I can create the kind of roles that I want to play.
I find it interesting that that you just mentioned Miss Castaway.
Why
and,
is that?
And the film is written by Brian Michael Stoller, who wrote The Cagey Animals at Night. Now,
yes.
He spotted you at an acting class and asked
so
you to audition.
Oh, so he talked to you about it?
Yeah, but you know something? I always wondered when someone like that, I mean, I don't know if you knew him before that, but if someone walks over to you and says, hey, you know, I just wrote a movie, I'd love to have you star in it, you know.
No, I wouldn't fall for that. But no, here's the thing. My coach is really good friends with him. They've produced together before. So we were at acting class. He was actually one of the speakers at our class, and then he sat in and watched us perform. So he got to see my work, and then we talked after class, and it went from there. I went and met with him, and I said, he said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, eventually, I mean, we really want to produce. He goes, well, now's your chance. If you want to, you know, you can do this with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, 100%.
So now you're producing that as well?
Yeah, I'm one of the producers on it.
That is so cool.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Now, when are you going to be, are you shooting that in the Bahamas too, I understand?
Well, originally we were going to be shooting at the Bahamas, but now we're not sure. Actually, we might be shooting in Hawaii, possibly.
Yeah, you love Hawaii.
Because I was just in the Bahamas, I just got back last night.
Yeah.
And the people in Hawaii are so friendly and so nice. People in the Bahamas, they're not as friendly.
Mm.
They're really not. So hopefully we shoot in Hawaii. I mean, I have a love for Hawaii, so.
I have a love for the Cayman Islands myself.
I've never been to the Cayman Islands.
It's just so nice. The people there are so nice. And
wow.
It's very upscale.
Nice.
Because the Caymans are actually have the largest per capita income in the world.
Really?
Because there's a bank every corner there. It's a very little, small island.
Is
everybody,
it expensive to go?
It's expensive to go, of course. But, you know, a big star like yourself can easily go there.
Oh, sure.
No problem at all. You know?
I'm not making the big bucks yet, Mark.
Well, you should be.
Well,
you know something?
I'm working on it.
Do you have a website yet?
You know,
I did a search, and I did not find BrandyRodrick.com.
No, and I have it. I do own the name, but I just haven't had a chance to put it together. I mean, there's...
But you know that you we're talking about money, right?
Yeah.
That's a great way to promote the stuff you're doing.
Right.
And number two, sell photos and all these other things that you can do, ancillary stuff, and make money.
I don't have time to do that.
Hire somebody to do that.
Huh?
Hire someone to do it.
You'd actually have to, like, take pictures and update your pictures and things like that. And I don't like modeling, so for me, I don't want to have to do that.
Well, they can take pictures from your stills from the movies you do.
Well, they could do that. Or, and I don't want to sell. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'll put one up. I want to put one up just to promote the stuff I'm doing. Watch for this, watch for that sort of stuff. Get people to watch the stuff. But I don't know if I really want to sell stuff.
The millions of guys out there, you know, I'm not talking about selling panties, which some of these people
right,
do.
Right,
I would be uncomfortable with that as well, if I was you. But even photos. I mean,
yeah.
Yourself, autograph photos, why not sell an autograph photo for $25, $30 to someone who really wants one and sell a few hundred thousand of them?
Yeah, but then that means I have to sign a few hundred thousand
pictures. Now you get your people to do it.
No, that would be awful.
Who do you think these? They all do
stamp.
That.
Does that work?
Yeah, get a little stamp, yeah. This is an actual autograph.
Right.
There you go.
That's something I've been thinking about. It's just I got to find the time to take care of it.
Yeah, I understand, you know.
So.
Between your football player and, you know, all these things that you got going on, you know, it's tough. Now, you have a Cocker Spaniel?
Yes.
I love dogs, you know.
Oh, do you?
We have a Cockapoo.
Oh, my friend has a Cockapoo.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They get along really good, actually, my dog and her dog.
Yeah.
They're great dogs, too.
They're great dogs. They have great personalities. They're friendly. They're warm.
Yeah.
They do require a lot of attention, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, our dog loves attention. If you don't pay attention to her, she will bark at you until you do.
Well, every time I leave the house, Mercedes, she just, like, these puppy dog eyes and looks like she's going to cry every time I leave, and I feel so bad.
Mm.
Even if I just go to the store.
Yeah, I know. And you know, my dog barks at me to go with me when I go somewhere. Even dropping the kids off at the bus stop.
Right.
The dog insists on going, and if I don't take her, she makes these eyes, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. You feel so guilty.
That's very tough.
I'm actually getting, as soon as I get back from Christmas, I'm getting after the holiday, a Weimaraner.
Really?
Yes.
To keep your other dog, Mercedes is going to have company?
Yes. That's why, you know, she'll have a friend, and that way I have kind of a security dog.
Mm.
I'm going to get him trained I don't know what it's called, security school, or I don't want to call it attack school, because I don't want...
Yeah. Well,
but I definitely want a guard dog.
Well, I think that's a good thing to have in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just too many nutcakes out there.
It's true, and now with everything coming out, I just really want to be just a little extra protected.
Yeah.
Gates are going up this week, getting a dog.
Well, that's one of the problems with fame, though. You know, it's nice to be famous from the outside a little bit, but as soon as you become a mainstream fame person, Pamela Anderson could have told you about that stuff.
I could do without. I don't want any of the fame. I don't want to be famous. I don't want any of that. I just want to act. I just want to work, and I don't want to have any of the other stuff, you know, and I know that's...
Comes with the territory.
I know, but it's hard. It's kind of scary sometimes, but I just, I love what I do, so I know that does come along with it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm sure that if you talk to Pamela Anderson, she can give you to have your most intimate moments thrown out on the internet.
Oh,
I mean, she's had a lot of things happen to her that I'm sure she didn't desire when she became a star, but it does come with the territory, unfortunately.
Right.
I don't think, and very few people would want to be as famous as that, though.
No, I know. But some people, it's weird. Some people come to Hollywood because they just want to be famous, not because they want to be great actors or whatnot. They come here because they want to be famous, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Mm.
They don't realize what's going to happen to their life.
Have you been approached to do, like, I know you did Playboy, obviously, in April 2000, and you kind of got, was it April 2000, right?
That was my month, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was Playmate of the Year in June 2001.
Right, so you're Playmate of the Year, and I remember the shots of you being one of Hugh Hefner's quote-unquote girlfriends. I still am quite suspicious of that whole thing. But you were pictured with him as and the set of twins as his girlfriend. And I don't know what you think about the whole thing now. But did you do that for publicity? Did you do it to promote yourself?
You know what? I'm not going to talk about that only because that's 4 years ago, and I don't want to talk about any of that kind of past stuff. Because I'm don't just out of respect for my boyfriend and whatnot, you know. So anyway,
that is part of what got you where you are now. So
Playboy has definitely got me where I mean, everything happens for a reason, and every experience of mine has been a great experience, and I think that everything leads to the next thing, you know. So I definitely don't regret doing Playboy. I think that it was a great thing for me.
Were you approached after the Playboy thing for doing adult type films?
No.
You weren't. You wouldn't have done them anyway, right?
No.
I don't think so. You're too nice.
Oh.
You can't do that stuff. You get dragged down in it, and that's why. And that's the reason why you don't want to talk about Hugh. And I understand that too. You know. Why discuss that stuff? That's all right. I don't have a problem I don't drag people out and ambush them here, so that's, I would rather just have some fun. I understand you love playing softball, too.
Oh, yeah.
When I play in a local league here. You play in a local league where you live?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What position do you play?
I'm second base.
Oh.
Well, what does that mean?
Second base usually, I'm not going to say.
What?
I'm not going to say.
Usually what?
Well, usually the people who can't play in positions play second base or right
field. No, people who play right field and catcher are the people that can't play.
No, not only catchers are pretty good. Well, yeah, catcher actually is not too good either. Left field, right field, catcher, and second base is where we hide people.
Right, I like being there in the infield where the action is.
Yeah, me too. But second base, I really like second base, but I would much rather play shortstop or third base, but I'm not very good at it.
For me, I could not play third base because I can't throw that far, to where it's really fast. I could throw far, but not fast.
I see.
So.
Yeah. How's your glove?
How is it?
Yeah, you got a good glove? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rolling glass.
See, now I'm just talking about how you use it. That good glove. That's an expression, the good glove.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have a good glove, so if I'm on third base, and the ball comes in so fast sometimes that it'd probably be dangerous for me to be there.
Wow.
So I'm one of these people, I play outfield.
Yeah, are you a right fielder?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. Right fielder, second base, catcher. I rotate.
Right.
My excitement is playing second. I like playing second base.
Yeah, I do too.
Last year I got nailed by somebody collided into me when I was trying to cover a base.
Oh, that's so funny, because that's what happened to me.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, it's not.
No.
I have a big, huge scar on my knee to prove it.
Well, I have one for a while, but I do have one thing from softball this year that I'm very proud of. We won the championship.
Oh, that's great.
So I have a nice big trophy.
A good team.
I have a big trophy on my wall here.
Oh, we're not that good. Hey, that's great.
That was the first time I've ever won a trophy with a team.
That's pretty neat.
And it is really kind of cool. I mean,
yeah.
You know, who cares about the softball league? But, I mean, the people who are playing in it and their families and stuff, it was like a big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you in Orlando?
No, I'm in Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Yeah.
I was going to maybe throw a New Year's Eve party in Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you better invite me then.
Yeah, I would, but I don't think it's happening now. But if it is, I will, definitely.
Why wouldn't it happen?
Something with the club. I don't know. They were going to open up the club for New Year's and have it like be this big invite type thing. And I don't think it's happening now. I think I'm going to be doing it in New York now. So.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, you should probably should, because you know, that's where he is, right?
Well, he'd go wherever I was going to be.
Well, I don't blame him. He's no fool. Now, can we mention who he is? I assume it's been in the newspapers already.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
tell us.
I mean, his name's Owen Potchman.
Owen Potchman?
Mm-hmm.
And what position does he play
he's
with?
He's a kicker.
He's a kicker with mm-hmm. which team?
New York Giants.
The Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So is he a place kicker or a punt kicker?
Field goal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is.
That's one of those jobs, you know, Adam Vinatieri in Boston's one of the better ones. Mm-hmm. It's one of those jobs, I've talked to a few of them, where they kick it a couple times and it goes well, they're on this streak and they have this real positive thing about everything.
Uh-huh.
And then if they miss one or two, they start doubting themselves and it goes into their personal life as well. It's a very tough situation.
Well, luckily for me right now, he's injured. So, he doesn't have to go back to work until next year.
Luckily for you, he's injured. I love that one. That's a good one. He's going to love that one.
Well, I mean, only because you said that if he he's going to bring it in his personal life. And
yeah.
I haven't experienced that yet. Someone's been talking to him about that.
So you haven't enjoyed the fruits. You're enjoying the fruits of his career, but you haven't had to experience the ups and downs of it yet.
Yeah, so we'll see.
That's interesting.
But,
Now, how long has he been in the NFL?
This is his third year, I believe.
Mm. Okay.
He was with the Patriots the first year, and then this is the second year with the Giants.
He was with the Patriots, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he got out. He's with the Giants now.
Mm-hmm.
And is he from New Jersey originally?
No, he's from Seattle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He's from Seattle, but he moved to New Jersey.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get him to which is the team he's always wanted to play on. I'm trying to get him to come play for the Chargers.
In San Diego.
So then he'll be closer.
Yeah, or he could play for the Raiders, too.
Yeah, San Francisco is my team, so I would rather it be San Francisco.
Well, any of those teams, or at least in California.
Right, which would be great.
So when does his contract expire?
I don't know. I don't know any of that stuff.
You've got to find out these things.
I know.
And you got to get him to be so addicted to brandy that
mm-hmm.
that he's going to follow you and he's going to
say... Well, he's coming here in January because luckily for me, football guys have tons of months off, so...
They do, yeah. Yeah. So that's now you guys will be together quite a bit, but you never know what happens in the relationship at that point.
What's that?
You never know what happens in a relationship when you're with each other so much.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, things
and
sometimes
we'll
will change. Yeah, it either brings you real close together, or else you find out you don't want to be together. So.
Right, and this is going to be the test.
Yeah, it is a big test.
Because it's been great from afar, so we'll see how it is now.
Well, that's it sounds exciting.
Yeah, really exciting.
Well, that part of a relationship always is.
Yeah.
The discovery phase and everything mm-hmm. Everything is so exciting and so much
exactly.
fun. And when you have all these things going on in your own life too, with the reunion movie
right.
and the new TV series. Hey, it's all breaking at once.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yes, definitely. I feel very blessed and very lucky.
Well, I think that you should work on the BrandyRoderick.com.
I will, definitely.
And
definitely.
And have a party in Boston.
Well, I'm going to try and do that, too. I'm going to work on that.
And at the least, send me a photo and says, hey, Mark, had a great time. You know? Something like that.
I will, definitely.
And then that'll be cool. And then
yeah.
We can talk again sometime when you go to your next adventure, which I'm sure you're going to have.
Yeah.
I can see you moving into some mainstream big films and becoming a huge star and then not talking to me again. I understand. Yeah.
No.
I understand.
I'll talk to you.
I understand. Well, Brandy, good luck with everything, and good luck with the new dog, especially.
Thank you.
And I hope
to watch my show on the 9th.
Yes, on the 9th, the WB. It's called The Surreal Life.
Thursday night at 9.
At 9 o'clock. So whatever is on after Friends, forget that, and just go right to the WB.
Right.
That's what you want to do.
It's on the same channel here, isn't it?
Well, no, actually, the WB is a different channel. Yeah, NBC is where Friends is.
Okay.
WB, you're thinking of the reruns of Friends.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. We don't want to send them to a different channel.
Right. No. WB.
All right, Brandy.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.